Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Welcoming into the studio, our good friend Jacob from the Southland County YMCA. We're able to hang out with Jacob today thanks to our good friends over at Tri-City Services. Send a special shout-out to them and a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. Jacob, how you been?
Oh, I've been doing great. Good to have you. Enjoying the colder weather.
Yeah. It gets into your system, and you get used to it after a little while and everything. And good to hear, man. Good to hear. I want to talk with you a little bit about the access that is available at our Wisconsin Rapids location. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's kick off things with some fun things going on at our Y and some of the programs like the Healthy Living Program, Jacob. I want to dive into a bit.
Yeah, 100%. For the Healthy Living Programs, most of our programs are going to be ran next year in January. So kicking things off, January 9th, we're going to have our Smart Start Weight Loss Program. And it's a program that I speak highly of, as we just got done doing our first session with it. We had a lot of success. We had a gentleman lose up to 15 pounds, as well as in a couple inches in his waist and hips. And more what we got out of it, though, was the confidence that was built within the members who participated in there, not only in the gym with working with a personal trainer, understanding how to use the equipment, but just in their daily lifestyle habits. I think it brought a lot of, I guess, knowledge to the plate for what they really wanted to know. And that Smart Start Weight Loss Program, if you are looking into losing weight or just understanding how to have some type of behavior change in your life, that's a program that I'd look into.
One of the when I was real little and my dad first got me into working out, and I'm like 7-8 years old or something, and I'm seeing him benching this huge amount, and I'm thinking I want to be able to do that one day. I want to bench like my dad does. And I remember my dad telling me something along the lines of, I can't guarantee you're going to be able to bench this, but I can guarantee that you're going to feel good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about that. Maybe you can't guarantee how many pounds a person might lose or how much muscle they may put on or how much they can bench any of these things. But I feel pretty confident saying you can guarantee that you're going to feel good doing all of this.
Yeah, 100%. The same way growing up. My dad was big into weightlifting, and he's the one who got me into everything. And saw him benching whatever he was benching at that time, and I was like, hey, dang, I want to do that. But the confidence was what I really took away from that.
And that's something that it certainly, there are plenty of people out there might be born with it or what have you, but most people out there that you see walking around feeling very confident, that was something they built. That was something mm-hmm. they built from the ground up, and this is part of how you can do that. And one of the really cool things about this is it doesn't matter what age you are. Yeah, you could do this at any age, young, old, really doesn't matter. It's not so much that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's a perfect segue into then our other programs of YMCA Strength. We have a strength program there that we previously just got done running as well. And again, we showed a lot of good results. But the cool thing was is that there was age groups from we had a middle age 40, 50. I don't know what you think middle age is, but like 40, 50 years old. And then on the older side of 60 years old. And they all saw a sense of progression, not only in the poundage, but also the confidence going into mm-hmm. the wellness center and being able to perform certain movements they didn't know they could do.
We have such a 24/7 kind of society now where, oh, I want this right now. I do this and mm-hmm. I want to see the results right away. This is one of those topics where while physically things may take time, they take work, like most anything worth having in life, it takes a little work. I do think that you see a lot of these results almost immediately when it comes to mental health wise mm-hmm. or just in your confidence, as Jacob is touching on there. Those things you feel almost immediately as you're doing them, let alone afterwards, when you're feeling that burn and some of those things.
Yeah, 100%. Because for most people, it's not about the weight, but it is. It's that self of the sense of confidence. It's the sense of that self-esteem growing, and yeah, it's a great overall holistic approach.
One of the things that can hold people back from these things, Jacob, sometimes is the idea of, okay, I want to do all this. I feel really good about it. Oh, wait, I got to do it around other people. Like that can mm-hmm. that can be a hesitant sometimes. So, you know, that's, I think, where you've seen a lot of people being more comfortable with some online things, maybe not about working out, but just certain stuff. But when it comes to this subject, this is another one that I wanted to approach with you, because you're not alone in this, and others are in the same boat as you are. When you do these things, that confidence you feel, it's a little bit like laughter. Yeah. It's contagious. It really does bleed into other mm-hmm. people.
It's that sense of community. And yeah. That's what we bring in within that Smart Start, our programs, like the Smart Start Wellness Program, the YMCA Strength. You're doing it with others, and you only grow off of each other. Like, we have our behavior change meetings every Friday within that weight loss program, and we sit down. We talk about environmental factors. We talk about social, physical, emotional. We break it down to spiritual level as well, and you're talking to everybody else. It's not me preaching up there or someone else preaching up there. It's you guys having a group discussion, understanding what's going on in your life, and then how to pivot off of that based off of your own experiences.
And while we've touched on a little, a handful of that, there's a lot of programs. There's a lot of different things out there at the Y. And most of these are, I wouldn't say tailor-made individually, but they are broken down to different groups or different people that what you might feel comfortable with or what you might need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody... There's a need for everything. So like the YMCA strength program for your strength building, as well as then learning technique. You have your Smart Start weight loss program where you're building a behavior change through weight loss. They'll have the lunch and learns and the mindful eating. We are continuing those into the new year with a new registered dietitian, Carrie Benda. Tiana took another position and moving on. Mm. Super happy for her. Yeah. But we're going to be able to bring that same quality of service within those lunch and learns and mindful eatings. And again, we're trying to accommodate for everybody, and we really look forward to having these programs offered to you. We even have Irish dancing.
It's awesome. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That's very cool. I'm looking at that mm-hmm. one pretty hard. Like, oh, I've never learned that. That seems like it'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's great exercise, too.
No doubt. Yeah.
They move a lot in that dance. One of the cool things about this, too, Jacob, is, well, these things are certainly, they want your dedication and your consistency. Routine is where a lot of this stems from and builds. Anybody who works out a little bit kind of knows how that is. There are days where you may not want to get out there and do it, but you do it and you feel better from it. Yeah. And you keep up with the routine. But these classes, these programs are not necessarily built to, we want you to attend every single one, but if you mm-hmm. can't, it's not the end of the road or anything like that.
No, and one of the things that they actually appreciated from these programs is that sense of accountability. Mm-hmm. Because there was a time where we didn't have so much attendance, and guess what? I reached out to everybody and was like, hey, where are we at? What do we need to do to make sure that we can accommodate you for that? And that goes a long way with accountability and keeping up with your fitness regimen, but also just your health and wellness in general. With the new year coming around, personal training as well as then online coaching are two things that we offer at the YS services as well. And that's where they see that sense of commitment, but also the consistency behind it and actually see those results. So again, if we're looking for, I guess, a jump start to your winter or to your new year, look at the Y. I know we may seem like we're the YMCA, but we're moving forward with what mm-hmm. we want to do within our programs, and we're really excited to see what we can produce for everybody.
You just set me up now because that's where I wanted to go with it, with the programs beginning in the start of the new year. Mm-hmm. New Year's resolutions don't mean what they used to, and they've kind of almost become more of a joke than anything. But what has stayed is people wanting to kick things off a new year and on a new foot. And the idea of being able to do that on a, again, going back to routine and how much our brains thrive and in routine and mm-hmm. need it so much. As much as we love a little entropy and a little chaos here and there, our brains really work well with routine, and you yes. get on that in the first of the year, you feel that much more confident with it. Mm-hmm. So it is something to encourage, not only encourage, but also I think a great thing to look ahead for and yeah. plan for.
And we want everybody to look out for our January promotion as well with our membership. Look for that for about mid-December, but we always have seen an uptick in membership as we're making the New Year's resolution too. But we're having these different promotions with our membership to help everybody get more into, not I guess, get committed.
Yeah.
Get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're speaking with Jacob. No, Jacob, I always mess up your last name, man. I'm so sorry. But your last name again.
Klackowitz.
Thank you. Klackowitz. Mm-hmm. I'll get this down. You just got to keep coming back. Yeah. But Jacob's with us today. And one of the things we also wanted to get into was breakfast with the Grinch. Mm-hmm. You guys landed a great guest here. That is not an easy one to get. We've been trying to get the Grinch on midday and haven't been able to land it yet. He is going to be there Saturday, December 7th, coming right up around or right around the corner at the Boys and Girls Club from 8 to 11.
Yep, and registration will close on Wednesday evening. So if you're still looking into it, you got a little bit of time. You got a little day and a half to get signed up for that. But yeah, we're very fortunate to have the Grinch come in and have breakfast with everybody.
And he won't be alone. Cindy Lou Who is going to be there as well. It's a pancake breakfast. There's going to be games, pictures, letters to Santa, cookie decorating, and the holiday spirit all involved in this. Not only a great opportunity to, you know, play these games, hang out with the Grinch and all that, but, you know, get that letter to Santa done. Yeah, don't let me tell you, kids. As somebody who did this way too often, you cut it to the last minute. He may not get it. You get these in there early. That's a great idea. That's a great part of it. This is an event is just $10 per YMCA and BGC member. $15 for non-members. Register at the Southwick County YMCA website at swcymca.org. That's swcymca.org. Be sure to be in on that one, everybody, and find out more and stop on by at 501 West Grand Avenue. You can't miss it. It's one of the more beautiful buildings you are going to see in all of Wisconsin Rapids is that our YMCA. I know it's been there for a couple of years now. Still haven't gotten used to it. I go past it every day because my parents live over there, and it just never gets old to me, man. I just seeing that building alone is exciting. And one of the things I noticed, because I am a night owl, I am about all times of day and night. One of the things I noticed, Jacob, is people taking advantage of the 24-hour access at the Y. Mm-hmm. They're using it more and more. At least in the last year, I've seen that. Have you guys seen that at the Y?
Yeah. With that, so we did have port open for 24/7, and we've been seeing that being used very frequently. And we are now offering 24/7 over at the Wisconsin Y, our Wisconsin Rapids branch. And within that, we believe that with what we have at port, we can easily bring and transfer that all over at the Wisconsin Rapids Y. And we're really excited to have this offered because we do still have upper wellness, lower wellness, as well as in the gyms available during those times. So we're really excited about having that 24/7 access be available. You go ahead.
Well, what are you mentioned a couple of the things. Are those the things that are available at night hours? Is there other things available as well in the Y?
Yeah.
Night things that are available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The programs you mentioned are good.
So yeah.
Why don't we hit on those?
Okay, I got an idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the things that are offered later in the evening are some of our group classes. Our group classes we have from 5:15 to about 6:30 time frame. Yeah. We offer TRX, as well as then various other group classes like kickboxing or Butts and Guts with Aaron.
Yeah.
And some other, I guess, availability. But when you're more speaking on that 24/7 side, now you have access after that 8 p.m. time. You won't have access to aquatics.
Yeah.
We all know that. Yeah. But looking forward to having that offered as the wellness centers up and down floor.
Well, and one of the cool things we've learned from our Y, too, over the years, even long before the new building and stuff, is if they see an opening and a need in the community, they're going to hit on it. They're going to, okay, hey, the community wants this. We're going to try to find a way to pull it off. So certainly reaching out to the Y, or if they see things that are needed, they're going to do. I think that's pretty cool, not only about the Y, but the way that the Y pays attention to the community. There's so many nonprofits or businesses in the world that kind of do their own thing. I respect so much that our community is filled with nonprofits that listen to the community and look for things that they need and they're looking for. It's part of the reason why not only we see a lot of influx there, but part of why, I guess we need to open this thing up for 24/7. That's a positive right there. It shows that people are using the Y. People are needing the Y. It's a positive there, too. When in the layers of this, along with, of course, having these programs available and giving the ability for people to be able to, you know, say you work a third shift or you work a second shift or something and you're not available during the day, giving these options for people later on at night, it leads to a better community.
Yeah, it allows for more accessibility. And with that, we want to be inclusive to everybody as well. So, like, obviously with the 24-hour access, there is an extra fee to that. When we talk about that, this will be starting January 1st. So it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to talk about getting like a key fob for that 24/7 service, it's going to be an additional $5 per month. Not individuals, so per unit of what you're offering there. It's a great deal when you're trying to think about 24-hour access. But just really be real with yourself, too, is like, am I going to use 24/7? Because mm-hmm. That's a big deal, too, is like, hey, we are open wellness from 5 to 8 p.m. at night. So really take that in consideration. Like, am I going to work out at 8:30 to 10:30 at night? If that is what you're going to be doing, then by all means, we encourage you to use our facility at that time. And we're excited about that.
Yeah. And just as a side note, I think that while we're talking about all these things and these programs and encouraging you to take advantage of them and attend them and sign up for them, one of the things to keep in mind is something that Jacob's talking about there is we have goals, and those are great. Those are important. They give us something to lead for, to build towards. But when we don't reach them, don't let that defeat you completely. Like very few, if anybody, can really reach those goals on your first attempt or what have you. Mm-hmm. Keep striving and keep working at it, and you will reach those goals, whatever they might be. And including this where it is, okay, I meant to get to the gym today and I wasn't able to. Well, you have this 24-hour access, you have more opportunity to mm-hmm. be able to do things like that. These programs and the teachers, the instructors of them, none of them are there to do anything but support you and help you through your journey and getting to the place you want to get to.
100%.
When it comes to the types of people that we're looking at, let me double check here. Everybody we want to attend the Y, everybody we want to attend these different programs, how they fit you. And one of the coolest things, and that's hard for me to say, but that maybe the coolest thing the Y does, I think, is their membership for all program. Mm-hmm. And the ability of, if you're listening to this out there and you want to attend the Y, they will try to make it work. Whatever that case might be. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to keep the lights on at the Y. That's very, very important. but it's not just that. This is not a business. This is not a profit for business. This is a nonprofit. This is a business that is built to help the community and be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. And part of the way they do that is working with the community. And not everybody has the funds to be able to do things. So we encourage you to reach out to the Y. Call. Find out. Mm-hmm. Find out if they can work with you. Chances are they can.
And there's also certain scholarships out there within that income-based program that will help you be able to attend those different programs that we are offering. One that I forgot to mention is our new one, which is Tune It Up. Yeah. And Tune It Up is going to be done by our personal trainer, Desiree, and she's going to be working with some myofascial balls to break down and manipulate different ways that you can use that. But within that program, you get a set of your own, Tune It Up balls, that what they call it. You get two of them, and she'll show you how to demonstrate how to manipulate them, how to use them to your advantage, and work the soft tissue in those areas. And again, it's going back to what can we offer and how can we offer this to you, because we do take in everybody's feedback. Any comments that are made, we take in consideration, but we just want to make sure that our facility is ran to what the community needs are at.
And, you know, to other individuals out there listening that you may be, well, I'm in good shape. I feel good about all these things. But this sounds really interesting. This sounds really enticing to you. We just had on before you our friends from NAMI and talking about mental health and everything. And it's a topic that we talk quite a bit about nowadays. Well, we're talking about body fitness a lot here, but the two are connected. And when you are taking care of the body, you're going to notice a lot of these things upstairs as well. You're going to feel a lot of this in your brain as well. So keeping that in mind also, that you, even if you are feeling in good shape and all of that, but you could use something, especially in the winter months where we know how we live in shacks. We're going from one shack to the next shack, just trying to keep from outside as much as possible. There is a big, beautiful facility sitting right there with whatever you're interested in. It's probably there waiting for you. You want to work out, you want to run, you want to maybe swim some laps, mm-hmm. I want to take a program, you want to just be there. All of these things are waiting for you at your Y.
Yeah, and some of the tours that I've been doing at the YMCA, a lot of people are coming in and I ask them, what is your reason? What is your why? Mm. Why do you come and what do you value within the YMCA? Basically, what are you going to use it for? A lot of people are saying, well, I can't walk outside anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So we have that track there that everybody is very interested in using. And again, we it is so important that we take in consideration of our mental health as well as then our physical health, because those two play hand in hand. It falls back even further to the seven dimensions of wellness. And what I was taught and educated on at the University of Stevens Point is that each one of these, I think it's eight dimensions now, I think they transitioned to there, but it's taken in consideration of your environment, your physical, your spiritual, emotional, right? Everything that revolves around your body and your mind and your spirit affects one another. So if one starts to tinker down, say physical fitness, your mental health is going to tinker down a little bit. And that's why we promote as just as much as physical health, we promote mental health because they play hand in hand.
And, you know, it's such a great note to make, too, because there's oftentimes, again, especially in the winter months, where people might be, why am I feeling sluggish, or why am I feeling this or what have you? And not really having a rhyme or reason why. And you don't need one. What you're feeling is valid. That's enough. And you take yourself over to the why and see what we can do about it, see how we can help it and improve that for you. And as always, with all these different things we're talking about, I always like to encourage people as well, not only to reach out to the why and find out about being a member, but volunteering as well. There's plenty of great ways for you to put back into your community. As we're on Giving Tuesday here talking with Jacob, one of the better ways you can do that is volunteering and being a part of things, whether it's at the Y or the Boys and Girls Club. They're always looking for good hands on deck and good volunteers out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I encourage you to reach out to them about that. And I do want to remind everybody one more time, Jacob, about the healthy living programs that are kicking off in the new year.
Yeah, so just to run through them again real quick, like our Smart Start Wellness program, I speak very highly of that program and what it is able to do for people, not only in weight loss, but in their own behavior change and lifestyle change outside of it. Because we consider the seven dimensions of wellness. That is what it's based off of with those behavior change meetings. But that is going to be starting really soon, January 9th. It's a great way to kick off your health and wellness journey, especially if you're looking to do that within the new year. We have our YMCA strength program beginning at the start of February. That class is already filled up. I am looking forward to opening it up to a couple more attendees, but we have about three more spots left if I do open that up. Our Tuning Up is also starting February 1st. That's going to be a one-time class, but you get that set of tune-up balls with purchasing of that program or being involved with that. That Irish dance, it is a youth dance program. I just want to say that. I just want to say.
Good thing to know.
That is a youth Irish dance class. We're going to be doing an 8-week class up until St. Paddy's Day. We'll have a little concert at the end to showcase those skills that they learned with our instructor. But then lastly, Breakfast with the Grinch. Don't want to forget about that.
No.
All right.
Saturday, December 7th at the Boys and Girls Club from 8 to 11. Join the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who for a pancake breakfast, games, pictures, letters to Santa, cookie decorating, and more. Find out more, sign up, register for this or a lot of the great things that are going on at the Y at swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Jacob, if people have follow-up questions and want to know more from you, is that the best way to get a hold of you? Go into the website?
Yeah, I can also share my number as well, and you can easily give me a call or an email. You can call me at 715-818-6015, or you can contact me through email, which is KLATKIEWICZ at SouthwoodCountyYMCA.org.
Got almost every letter in the alphabet in there, man. That's a great name. It's a great name. Jacob, you're a great guy. We appreciate the time as always. We'll hang out again real soon, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you.
And find out more again at SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to follow the Y on social media and share what they do on your pages. You never know who might see it otherwise. And a gigantic thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services. Buy local, support local, and support those that support this community, like our friends at Tri-City Services. We'll be back with more morning show, more Midday Magazine tomorrow. We'll spend the entire hour with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Sean Becker going to be joining us tomorrow, right in this time slot on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.